Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Monday, the 4th of November. Coming up today, we'll hear from a Kent farmer who says measures announced in last week's budget could force some families to sell off their land. We'll also hear from the bosses of Gillingham, Maidstone United and Tunbridge Angels after all three were knocked out of the FA Cup over the weekend. But first, taking a look at our top story today. A man who woke up from a crash on the A21 near Pembrey with no memory of what happened. He's appealing for witnesses. Paul Sorek was driving to work last Tuesday morning when he collided with the central reservation on the London-bound carriageway. Finn has been following this story for the Kent Online podcast. He's with me now. Finn, what do we know about the crash?
Well, the 53-year-old from Biddenden says he joined the A21 from the Blue Boy roundabout at around 6:30 a.m. He says he remembers getting to the speed limit of 70 miles per hour, but the very next thing he remembers is being woken up by police. He had a swollen face, was covered with blood, and surrounded by broken glass. Police, fire, ambulance crews, they were all at the scene, and Paul was taken to Pembrey Hospital for treatment. His four-month-old BMW, which cost £90,000, has since been written off completely, but he says he's just grateful to have escaped with little injury.
And Paul has absolutely no memory of what happened.
Yeah, that's right, and that's his biggest concern, really, is that he has no recollection at all. At the time, doctors thought he might have had a medical episode, but he was given the all-clear following a series of scans. He's now being referred to a neurologist and a cardiologist for further tests.
Does he have any clues as to what might have caused the accident?
Yeah, Paul does have a theory about what might have happened. He says that particular stretch of road is known for deers jumping out, and they're spotted on the side of the road all the time. He thinks it's likely he could have hit a deer that ran out in front of him, which knocked him unconscious, and he went 200 or 300 yards down the A21, crashing into things as he went. He's asking for anyone with dashcam footage or who might have been in the area at the time to come forward.
Thanks, Finn. If you have any information that might be helpful, you can get in touch with us through the Kent Online website.
Kent Online News.
A man's been jailed for life after murdering another man outside a pub near Faversham. William Cozier stabbed Adam Pritchard following an argument at the Queen's Head in Boughton-under-Blean. The 34-year-old from Weld Lane in Canterbury has now been sentenced. Here's Detective Inspector Lee Nellies outside the court after the sentencing.
The process was commenced by the Major Crime Investigation Team at Kent Police. Due to the fact that we were dealing with a murder, major crime team were deployed to the investigation. Our investigation focused on identifying, securing witnesses, CCTV inquiries, communications data and forensic evidence, and building a big picture for the jury to understand the full extent of the investigation for court.
Thank you. And the second question I have is, what do you think about the sentencing today? So you've got a life sentence. What do you think?
For any murder, someone's going to receive a life sentence, but with a minimum tariff of 25 years. I believe that's reflective of the severity and the senseless acts that William Cozier carried out on that fateful evening in March earlier this year. I'd like to acknowledge the courage and the dignity of all the witnesses that helped us to achieve this conviction and sentence for the family, but also for the courage and dignity that the family have shown throughout this investigation.
A man who sexually assaulted a vulnerable woman outside a McDonald's in Dover has avoided being sent to prison. A court heard how Connor Barnes had been socialising and drinking with the victim but took advantage of her towards the end of the night. The 23-year-old from Manor Road was given an 8-month suspended sentence. He must do 250 hours of unpaid work, rehab and pay £2,000. A homeless man who stalked a woman through Gravesend Town Centre before stealing her phone has been jailed. Mahabir Bahia's victim tried to hide in a shop doorway to avoid him as he followed her up Windmill Street. He later robbed her by the railway station. The 30-year-old says he has no memory of the offences because he was drunk at the time. He's been locked up for 20 months. An aggressive drunk has avoided being sent to prison after being thrown out of a sports bar in Gillingham and then attacking one of the owners. The 30-year-old refuse worker was told to leave the Star Meadow sports bar after arguing with his partner. He later approached his victim in the car park and knocked him unconscious. The dad of two has been given a suspended sentence. He must do rehab, wear an alcohol abstinence tag and pay more than £700. 28 people have been fined a total of more than £10,000 for dropping cigarette butts in Medway. They all failed to pay fixed penalty notices after being caught littering between last December and February this year. Council bosses say it won't be tolerated. Now, as the fallout from last week's budget continues, Kent farmers say the new inheritance tax means their families could have to sell off land. Many will want to hand businesses down to their children, but would have to pay 20% on anything worth over £1 million. Our reporter Jerry Warren has been speaking to farmer Martin Twyman from Littlebourne near Canterbury.
Martin, can you tell me a little bit about the history of your farm?
Well, it all started with my father, Harry Twyman, back in the 30s. When he wanted to farm, he hadn't any idea of farming, and went as a student on a farm, and he took a liking to it and rented a council farm of 30 acres in Ickham in the 30s, and was a market gardener and had pigs and was so very well known, and supplied shops in Canterbury before the war, after the war, driving a lorry with the produce to 30 shops in Canterbury area and supplying other wholesalers in the area. And after the war, really, things were desperate for food and getting farm workers as well.
So you and your brother carried on in the farm. It was a natural thing for you to do. And you've grown the farm.
Yes, father then purchased two farms in the late 40s, and then he had to give up the farm at Ickham, which was rented because he had too many acres. And then my brother and I continued the business with my father, didn't have any knowledge at all about until we got into farming, and we were taught by my father of how to do things. We were self-taught, and that would have been in the late 50s.
And of course, you've grown the farm over the years to what it is today, around getting on for 1,000 acres. What are your concerns looking forward with this new inheritance tax? How is that likely to impact a long-established family farm?
Yes, deeply worried, really, is for the next generation. And I would love my family to continue the family business on what my father started, and for the next generation to continue, and even their sort of next of for their children. So it's very important that they continue to supply food for the country. Now, food, as far as that, is so important. And not much has been mentioned about what is going to have effect on food. And the last thing we want to do is keep on importing food.
But the reality is you could be left with a huge tax bill, the family could, which would mean having to sell off lots of land.
It certainly would. And then it would make it unviable. And this is the thing, to purchase land, you can borrow money, obviously. But you've got to have assets to borrow money. And without that, you can't do it. And it'll be a big worry for the next generation to actually do that. And will it be worth it?
So all in all, this has left you feeling quite nervous about the future.
It has indeed, yes.
The Chancellor insists charges are fair and proportionate, and money raised will help fund public services.
Kent Online News.
The government's investing another £75 million in cracking down on people smuggling gangs. Sir Keir Starmer will make the announcement at the Interpol General Assembly in Glasgow today. It begins a week dedicated to what ministers are calling a commitment to smashing the gangs that arrange small boat crossings. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says part of the plan is to improve international cooperation.
No one should be making these dangerous boat crossings. They undermine border security, they put lives at risk, and we've seen far too many lives lost. The Prime Minister's made clear we want to see significant progress made. But we have to have those partnerships in place, and that's what we're working on. Working with France on going after the gang networks that are operating in northern France. Working with Germany on some of the supply chains, the way in which the boats are being moved across Europe in order to be moved to northern France. We should be stopping those boats before they reach the French coast in the first place. Working with Italy on illicit finance. So it's those international partnerships that we are building up. We haven't had that action before. So this is a huge step change in the way in which we're working on international law enforcement to go after the gangs. These are shared challenges for countries right across Europe. So we believe that we can do more, not just through France, through Germany, through other European countries along the supply chain, and that the UK has to be in partnership with those countries. You know, in the end, the best way to boost our border security, which is crucial and which this government is committed to, the best way to do that is to work with other countries, not to just stand along the shoreline shouting at the sea.
Investigations are underway after a woman was allegedly assaulted while walking through Tunbridge. She was on a pathway near to Romney Way on Friday afternoon when the suspect exposed himself and tried to grab her. There were no reported injuries. Police want to speak to anyone who was in the area between 3 and 4pm. A mum says her 6-year-old son has had his face burnt by a firework at a pub on Sheppey. Video at Kent Online shows the moment the display got out of control at the Coppice in East Church on Saturday night. It's understood the boy was given first aid. The pub has apologised for the accident. A Northfleet taxi driver has appeared in court after refusing a roadside drug swipe test because he was afraid putting something in his mouth would irritate his IBS. Raj Palchana was pulled over on suspicion of driving under the influence in Medway in July. He also refused to give a blood sample because of his phobia of needles. The 45-year-old, who lives on Seymour Road, was charged with failing to cooperate. He was banned from driving for 20 months and ordered to pay more than £600. An elderly couple in Gillingham have been saved from paying a plumbing bill of more than £8,000, which should have been just a fraction of the cost. They were issued the bill after an emergency call-out, but other plumbers quoted the same job as costing between £500 and £800. The couple have now agreed to pay just over £750 for the work, but are urging others to be on the lookout for scammers.
Kent Online News.
Plans to turn a former pub in Gravesend into an HMO have been approved. The Grade 2 listed Crown and Thistle in the Terrace closed in 2015 and will be converted into a 5-bedroom property. Similar plans were rejected last year over fears it would be harmful to the historical interest of the building. Controversial plans to move Faversham's War Memorial have been thrown out by the planning inspector. The Faversham War Memorial Garden Committee wanted to relocate the cross from the corner of Stone Street into the heart of the town. Council voted against the idea in 2016. And it's now been rejected on appeal. Bosses in Gravesham have revealed plans to revitalise a shopping centre with a new tech hub, community space and pop-ups. Traders at the St George's Centre in Gravesend have welcomed the idea, saying it could increase footfall. Council say they're looking at new and diverse ways to fill the empty shop fronts. Now, a Maidstone man says he missed birthday cards and mail for his business after he had no postal deliveries for 4 weeks. Damien McArdle from Barming says he's seriously concerned that people could be missing vital letters without so much as a word from Royal Mail. Royal Mail say there have been delays to deliveries, but the couple have had no outstanding post to be delivered. That's something Damien disputes.
I've been waiting for post now for about 4 weeks, nearly a month. The Royal Mail's never really told us that we didn't have post service here in Maidstone, near Barming. What's happened is we've had to investigate it ourselves. The reason we know this is that we've started a small business, and unfortunately the information that we need from the government for this small business has not come through, as the government still uses the post. I had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, no cards have turned up, and although this is quite minor in certain aspects, I am also very concerned in the wider aspect of the vulnerable and the elderly who are really using the postal service for medical information or anything DVLA information. And if anyone's had a parking ticket, for example, that I think is quite concerning. If the parking ticket is one of these that escalates over a non-responsive over a few weeks, which can end up in hundreds of pounds. So I would really like the Royal Mail to be able to explain and justify the reason for not telling anyone that there's been no postal service in our area for the last 4 weeks.
When contacted by Kent Online, a Royal Mail spokesperson said, "We have reviewed the customer's address and can confirm there is currently no mail to be delivered. We would reassure customers that we are making deliveries throughout Maidstone. However, there are at times delays due to a high number of vacancies at the delivery office. We have plans in place to minimise the impact, with posties prioritising delayed deliveries the following day." A Medway man has won his case after it was decided he was treated unfairly by the local authority who took away his parking permit. Richard Payne has paid for a yearly permit to park in Florence Street in Strood for the last 20 years, but was told in April it should never have been allowed to happen. The local government ombudsman ruled in his favour. He's been given £100 in compensation and given free parking for a year.
Kent Online News.
A fox living with Kent Wildlife Rescue that acts like a puppy will undergo life-changing surgery. Hazel was found lying in the road in Maidstone. She suffers from a condition which causes a build-up of fluid on her brain, leading to seizures. The operation this morning will cost £13,000. The charity have set up a fundraiser to help cover the cost. A Canterbury man has won £1 million while popping out to buy a loaf of bread. 34-year-old Luke Harris decided to buy a scratch card for £5 while he was at his local shop last Wednesday evening. The dad of four has already bought a new car and also plans to pay off some of their mortgage and go on a skiing holiday. Now, Kent's JB Gill has survived another week of Strictly after dancing with a different partner. The JLS star, who owns a farm in the county, scored 39 points for his couple's choice with Lauren Oakley after Amy Dowden fell ill the previous week. Former Olympic hockey player Sam Quek was the latest celebrity to be eliminated. Former boxing world champion Barry McGuigan, who lives in Kent, has joined the I'm a Celebrity lineup. The Irishman lives in Dargate between Faversham and Whitstable. He'll be on the show alongside Colleen Rooney, Danny from McFly and Strictly's Odie Mabuse.
Kent Online Sport.
Football now, and it was a disappointing weekend for Kent teams in the FA Cup. Gillingham have been knocked out following a 2-0 loss to League One Blackpool at Priestfield on Saturday. Manager Mark Bonner says there were some positives to take away.
We certainly looked like the team that was chasing and hopefully going to get something. I like lots of our performance, I have to say, today. Particularly in the second half. I thought we built some brilliant momentum in the early stage of the second half. They made some defensive changes, which was credit to how we were playing in the game, I think. And then we had a lot of possession, actually a lot of dangerous moments or areas that we got to with the ball. And look, you see the difference, don't you? I don't know what that looked like statistically, and in a way it doesn't really matter. Just the quality of those chances or the execution and spark in the last bit is just where we're lacking a little bit. We've had a lot of the games like this, but to do it against a team as good as that, as good as their squad from the level that they're playing at, in a funny kind of way, I really hope the lads can take some confidence from some of what we've asked them to do. But it is hard to do that off a defeat, and it's hard to do it when you're in a run of not winning games and not scoring so many goals and things. So it is hard for them to do it. But there were actually some individual performances I really liked, some parts of our game that I really liked. And yeah, we have to try and take the best of that into next week when there's a little bit more consequence probably in the game or a little bit more attachment to league football. But we're disappointed to go out because I thought there was a spell in the second half where I thought we could really push and at least take it to added time, extra time. But we weren't able to find good enough moments and turn down some good moments where we could have created a chance or set play opportunities where we didn't get deliveries right and things like that. Those little snapshot moments where you need real quality, we didn't find enough of them.
Elsewhere, it's also the end of the line for Maidstone United, who were hoping to recreate the amazing results of their last FA Cup campaign when they made it through to the fifth round. They've lost 3-0 to Solihull. Here's manager George Ellacobi.
We're looking for efforts. Firstly, congratulations to Andy. In the next round of the competition. But the most important thing is about giving good accounts of ourselves, and I thought our players did all of that. It wasn't about effort. I thought they were terrific, especially in the first half, in terms of the tactics or strategies, about making sure we were solid. And then can we stay calm in those moments where in possession we can try and create some chances, and I thought we had a lot of chances, we created chances and got in there. In the final third, it fell at times, but it was just lacking that quality finish from us that we've shown lately. But again, we look at those chances that we've created and take that as positives. However, we got to look at the opposition we're playing. They're a good side, and you got to show them that respect. And that's what the boys have done in terms of how they've gone about it. You know, and again, I can't fault that our players. They're giving us everything, and we've just fallen short today.
Tunbridge Angels had been hoping to make it through to the second round for the first time in their club's history, but they suffered a 4-1 defeat to Harborough Town. We spoke to their manager, Jay Saunders, after Saturday's match.
Absolutely, guys. I'll congratulate Harborough, first of all. I thought they had a game plan and they executed it well, defended really well. And at the other end, as we know, they're a threat set pieces. Strange game. But I'm just guys, it's a tough one to take. It's a little while to get over that. We've had a few that have had off days, and to be fair, it's hard because they've been very good of late. But and this season defensively, but they've had off days, and on a day when you don't want them to have it. But it's a blow. We know how much it meant to. I had a chat with a supporter at the end there. That was disappointed and sort of let his feelings know, and sort of said to him like, "That one will hurt more than us as a management team and the players." It was a big day for us, a big day for the club, and we've come up short. So, just stick by us. Things like that happen in the cup, and unfortunately today it's happened to us.
That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Threads. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via The Briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. You can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to ad-free content and exclusive stories. And if you use the promo code Kate Faulkner, all one word, at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.